Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. I know that I have been absent for a very long time, but we've been trying to get back into the routine of life with another little human. I posted that Mason might be coming soon on January 19th, it's the last time I posted. Well, 3 days later, he came. Two days later, he came. 19, 20, 21. So, he made his appearance on January 21st. So his birthday is 1/21/21, which is pretty cool. And boy is his birth story a story. So this episode is clearly going to be about labor and delivery. And then I am going to attempt to make another one about how the recovery is going and all of that. So I wanted to take it to the 20th of January, which is the very next day after my podcast, right? I ended up still really having a bad headache, and it was not going away. I was exhausted. I had no appetite, and I was super swollen. Super swollen, super pale. And so I called my doctor. She told me to come in, and so I came in. We were just going to do like a blood pressure test and a stress test to see how Mason was doing. Mason was doing phenomenal, healthy as can be. Me, on the other hand, was not. My blood pressure was really high. My heart rate was even high, was super high too. And so after talking to another doctor and the nurse that got me in, they decided that it would just be best to send me to labor and delivery for more monitoring and potential induction. Which, I'll be honest, when the doctor said potential induction, when she carried that whole conversation with me, she just looked at me like, yeah, you about to have this baby. So on my way to the doctor's before I got sent to labor and delivery, just to go get the blood pressure test, I ended up dropping Tyler off at Jeremiah's work, and she spent some time with him. I'm super glad that I also decided to drop off her bag, her overnight bag, if I was to have him, or they were to admit me. That way she had it, and she did. So I, on my way to labor and delivery, I called Jeremiah and I told him what was going on. I don't remember what my blood pressure was, but I do remember my heart rate was in the 130s to 150s. So it was too high. It was dangerously high. He dropped Tyler off at my grandma's and then drove to the hospital. So that lands us at labor and delivery. So when I first got to the hospital and I got into the labor and delivery section of the hospital, they took my vitals, took my weight, and I had to get dressed in the hospital gowns, and I got a COVID test. And so the way the hospital does it with COVID is the moms get the COVID test, and yes, it's the one where they touch your brain, and which, I mean, realistically they're not touching your brain, but fuck, does it feel like it. It's not comfortable, but it's I didn't cry. I cheered up, but they're touching my nose, so you naturally tear up. Hold on, my timer's gonna go off. I'm in the middle of pumping, so. So yes, they did the COVID test, they took my vitals, my heart rate was high enough, and my blood pressure was still high, but they did an EKG, which was the first time I've ever had one done, and it took a lot of stickers and a lot of wires, but it literally took 2 minutes. That was it. It wasn't bad at all. For a moment, you look like you're gonna get shocked the way they connect everything, but you don't. You're totally fine. And then after, again, Mason was totally fine. It was just me that wasn't fine, and so the doctors had come in and told us that, they would like to induce, because if I go home with as high as a blood pressure as I have or my heart rate, I could have a seizure, and I could just keep getting worse. It was preeclampsia. That way you guys know the word or the term or whatever it's called. And so the doctor explained to me that it wasn't Mason who was hurting me, it was the placenta that was hurting me. And so the minute that placenta was out, I would start getting better. I don't know if you guys can hear the pump, but I'm free, so. But yeah, so they ended up giving me medication for my blood pressure and my heart rate, and it worked really great. They started the IV, and then we waited for the COVID test. They could not find a vein, and I'm naturally really pasty. So it doesn't take very much to find a vein. Okay. So they couldn't find a vein, and I'm naturally pasty. Like, you can see the veins on my arm naturally, like, very clearly. And the fact that they couldn't, like, you looked at my arm and you just saw nothing. Like, I was so bloated, swollen, or whatever you want to call it. And so they waited for my COVID test, and my COVID test came out negative. So then they proceeded with everything, which I honestly don't know what would have happened if it came positive, because if they're going to take the baby out because of safety reasons or health concerns or whatever it's called, you would think that it wouldn't matter if I had COVID or not. So I don't know what their precautions would have been. But they checked my dilation so that they can start Pitocin. They said that I was at a 3. I, however, was not at a 3, but they thought that I was, so they proceeded with Pitocin. And we went all night long. Jeremiah and I at the hospital all night long, having contractions because of Pitocin. So they went all night with Pitocin. They raised it up, raised it down, raised it up, raised it down, raised it up. And then they decided to come back in the morning and check, and I was at a 1. So they had, I guess one part of the cervix had, like, the front of it or the back of it had dilated to a 3, but then the actual entrance to it had dilated to a 1. So I ended up having to do, they had to stop the Pitocin, and then they talked to me about doing a Foley catheter, which I was terrified of because of my experience, because I got the same thing with Tyler, and it hurt. It hurt so bad, getting it in and all of that. I will admit, this time around, it did not hurt getting it. They gave me this medicine or drug or whatever it's called, and it was the funniest thing. They give it to you, and they tell you, like, you're gonna feel like you just chugged a margarita. And so they get, like, my legs up on the stirrers or whatever they're called, and they wait for that medicine to kick in, and the nurse is like, well, can you feel it yet? And I was like, am I just supposed to feel it? Like, is it just gonna hit? And then right as I said that, it hit. Like, and I said, oh, that's what you're talking about. And I felt buzzed as fuck. It was the funniest thing in the world. And so we got the Foley catheter. That took forever. I think it took about 4 or 6 hours. And then it finally came out, and I will say the process of it in there, it does hurt. You do cramp a lot. Like, it hurts. And then they just keep tugging it until it just pops out. So it came out, which means you're dilated to a 3 or 4. I was dilated to a 3. So they put the Pitocin back on. And then I think a little bit of time went by, and they decided to break my water. And that's where things got really interesting. So they broke my water, and they, when they broke, okay, yeah, so when they broke my water, Mason was head down, and I had said that in the beginning, or in my last podcast. Mason was head down. He was perfect for a vaginal delivery. It was good, but, in the beginning, at the hospital, they said that his head was, like, pushing my cervix the wrong way, so it wasn't wanting to dilate or something like that. I don't totally remember, but either way, he was head down. He was not too big. He came early, so he better not be too big. But when they broke my water, he ended up flipping up to breech position, and we don't even think he went full breech. We think he just went sideways. Which right then and there made it dangerous to deliver vaginally. When they had brought up C-section, I was devastated. I was terrified. I had never had a surgery before. I had never, the only stitches I've ever had were from giving birth to Tyler. So I was terrified. This isn't something I wanted to do. I questioned why I let them break my water. And then Jeremiah's friends were coming to pick up his car at the same exact time, which that part I find kind of funny because the day before on the 20th, I drove myself and then he drove back, but we didn't want to pay for two parking spots. And we were there for 4 days, so we didn't want to pay for that. We didn't know we were going to be there for 4 days. And I don't know if I could or couldn't, but I didn't want to drive home. He didn't want me to drive home. I wasn't super drugged out, but I still feel like it was best that I didn't drive home. And so he had his friends come over and pick up his car, and I had thought, why don't you just have them come pick him up today if they can? Ask if they can pick him up today, or ask, your brother if he can come pick up your car today, because tomorrow things could actually be happening. And Jeremiah was like, no, it's fine, they can come pick it up tomorrow at 4:30. And I said, okay, sounds good, I guess, but what if things are happening? And so at 4:30, they broke my water and he flipped up. So I thought that was kind of funny, and I will always think that that's kind of funny. And so I had asked if they could do a C-section or a vision, which is when they try to rotate the baby. But they said that if they try to do that, because I was already dilating. Obviously, they also stopped the Pitocin when they realized he was breech. They said that if they tried to do a vision, then an umbilical cord could come out, his umbilical cord could come out, or his, or a foot or a hand or whatever. And it was just really dangerous. And so they very, very quickly wheeled me away to, the OR, which I will be honest, I was terrified. Even rethinking about it, thinking over it, makes me calm to know that Jeremiah was right there for me. I'll admit, he was scared too. He was scared too, but he was scared for other circumstances. They wheeled me away, which I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want him to leave my side. But of course, they have to get you prepped for the OR before he's allowed to come in, or for the surgery before he's allowed to come in. So, every time a new doctor would walk in, I would look for the color of scrubs. So they have the dad in yellow scrubs, and then all the doctors are in blue. So anytime a new doctor would walk in, I would look for yellow, and it was always blue, and it would it would stress me out. I was super scared, but everybody communicated very well. It was obviously their surgeries, it's a surgery, they're obviously well trained, but I also go to school where there's a bunch of students. So, I don't know. I did not have a bad experience with the surgery at all. They did amazing. They made sure I was numb. The anesthesiologist talked to me about the whole time. Jeremiah was able to be in the room with me right by my head. I was shaking profusely. I know a lot of it was because of the epidural. The OR is also very cold, and I know that it was also my anxiety was making me shake. And so around 4:30 is when they broke my water and they decided to do a C-section, and Mason came out at 5:37 p.m. on January 21st. Which is 2 days before my brother's birthday, and he shares a birthday with his aunt, which Tyler shares a birthday with one of her aunts too, so I think it's really great. So yeah, I did lose more blood than I should have because I was on blood thinners. I believe that's why I lost more blood, I lost enough blood that they wanted to do a blood count, make sure I was good. They asked me if I needed a transfusion, or if I needed blood, if I would take it. And I said, yes, I do want to stay alive. So if I need it, I'll definitely take it. And so I didn't end up needing it. They sewed me back up, they wheeled me back to the room, and then we waited with Mason in the recovery and to go to the mommy baby unit. And that's literally the C-section. Like, I remember hearing during the C-section, I heard, "Do you have her bladder?" And I also remember, like, once Mason came out, he did not cry right away. So I started getting really stressed out. I didn't want a C-section. And then I didn't want him to go to the NICU. And so those are two things that I was really scared of. And I ended up getting a C-section. Which, if you ask me, I had told Jeremiah from the beginning that this was going to be a C-section baby. I knew he was going to be a C-section. Like, something just told me in my gut. And you know what? Even though he had lined up to not be, he still ended up being. Which is, okay, he is healthy. I am doing fine. And yeah, he did come early. He did fit in preemie clothes perfectly when he was born, but he is doing a lot better. And then I do want to talk about recovery, because that was a lot, not a lot, but that was a longer stay than I wanted, than we wanted. And it was definitely a little emotional for me. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you guys today. Today is also Mason's due date. February 9th, 2021 is his due date. So I figured, what better way to celebrate his due date than to post that he's here. So a little early. So yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.